Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Guys, what happened? It feels like it's been 20 weeks. It's the Lucha Underground After Show. We're back!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, we're getting it back going with a party. Guys, can you believe it's been 20 weeks since we've done this?
I feel like I just ripped my pants.
You probably did.
That's as good enough
to start on as any, I guess.
Party, y'all.
Guys, we're back. It's the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. We haven't done one of these bad boys since January.
Really?
Since January.
Holy cow.
A lot's happened since then,
yes.
Y'all. My name is Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me online at Ty Matthews PMA. We're joined by the classic lineup, the prime lineup, if you will, on the ones and twos, manning Mr. Lionel Richie right now. Guys, it's Mark B. Donica.
My name is Lionel Richie. You can find me on Twitter at Lionel Richie.
Yeah. He's a Lionel on Nancy.
What?
I don't know what that means. Nancy. Oh, how soon they forget.
Two of my left. You can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans, or just say events, events on how your brain works. You can find her online at youtube.com/Nardle. Guys, this is Rachel Evans.
Hi.
Ooh, look at that energy.
I just have a lot of sugar.
You've been, like, this has been backed up for, like, 20 weeks.
So everybody's amped tonight.
I've been pound, what?
Amped.
Yeah.
Everyone's amped.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you said you're everybody's aunt tonight, and I was like,
sure.
Okay.
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay.
And Auntie guys, Rach. To her left is everybody's aunt. You know him. You love him. You can find him online at Jimbo in the Booth, because he's Jimbo in the Booth, James Frank.
I would be Aunt Rachel from Family Matters.
I can see that, yeah,
oh
for
my
sure.
God.
For sure.
I'd own Rachel's.
Does someone need to turn down their phone, Rachel?
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
She couldn't hear it over her.
You know I'm half deaf in one ear. So
you're half deaf in one ear.
Yeah.
So that means you're a quarter deaf.
I'm a quarter deaf, and you know
I never knew that.
Honestly, that's like I feel like you're attacking me.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
You're ear shaming her.
Yeah, you're ear shaming me.
Ear shaming.
Oh my god.
Guys, that's how we do it. Anarchy, yeah. Just like you said, Rachel, right before we went live.
What are we talking about?
Anarchy.
Yeah!
Anarchy. Jesus Christ.
Hail Satan! Chaos reigns!
Hail Satan!
You guys are terrible.
Ah, Shao Kahn.
We're back.
Man, I missed Shao Kahn. I missed you, mm-hmm. and you. You, a little bit, but you, definitely.
All of you in the back and
everyone.
In the middle and the front.
Everybody.
Oh my god.
Guys, we've got one match to talk about tonight,
mm-hmm.
So strap
mm-hmm.
in, because it's all... night long again. There
oh,
we go.
I could do that for a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, for a while, it didn't feel like we were ever going to come back.
I hope. Felt
like Lucha Underground was just a distant memory.
Disappointed!
I was, Kevin!
I remembered the name of a move tonight.
Okay.
In the show.
Uh-huh.
Forgot it. C. It starts with a C. 40? UB40.
Yeah. Red, one.
Yeah.
Standing
we'll
C4.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, this is a game changer. That's what they said.
right.
Good old Matt Stryker.
I cannot wait to get to that part.
Well, let's get into it. Actually, let's get into your guys' favorite parts of this match.
Definitely the neck breaker.
Okay.
Off the apron to the floor.
Sure.
Was amazing. Some weird... Mundo went for a kick. Willie Mack caught him and did kind of like a side effect from...
Oh yeah,
suplex position. I thought that was awesome.
That's pretty interesting. Sure,
definitely the Home Alone style slide down the temple stairs
while he's strapped to the stretcher.
That was amazing.
He's like, no, I loved it. I loved it so much. I also thought when Sexy Star jumped off of the thing,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was Jack Evans.
I thought it was Angelico. I thought it was Angelico.
I knew it was Sexy Star.
How?
Because when Metalashi was playing. They had a girl up there in, like, skeleton face paint, and I was like, oh, wow, she looks cool. I don't know if I've seen her before. And then when they were showing the band again, she wasn't there. There was a girl with a mask on. I was like, oh, it's got to be Sexy Star. She's probably about to die.
How perceptive.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I had no clue.
And then there's this weird camera angle.
Are you saying that Jack Evans cannot dress like a woman?
No.
I never said that.
No, that's what I'm saying to Jimbo.
No, I never said that.
No, I'm not gendering anybody.
No, I thought it was Jack Evans too, Rachel.
The reverse cisgender gap person.
No, yeah, exactly.
It's Rachel's finishing verse.
Exactly.
Jackie Evans.
Yeah, I thought it was Jack Evans, and I was
Jack
like...
Jack A. Evans, like from Ladybugs?
Oh, I love Jack A. from that... What's that show?
Sister, Sister.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But the show before it, where
Living
she was
single?
Like...
Babies,
yeah.
Babies?
Yeah.
Smart Guy?
Smart... Was she on Smart Guy?
Smart Guy.
He's a smart guy.
My cousin Skeeter.
I love Johnny Mundo.
Johnny Mundo's great.
I love him.
Absolutely.
He's wonderful.
I was kind of surprised. I mean, obviously, I think... In the course of taping the season, I don't think anyone realized that the hiatus was going to be this long.
So long.
Because I know at one point Matt Stryker says, like, oh, just a few weeks ago, Johnny Mundo did this.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we didn't get much of a recap at the top of the show, so I've kind of forgotten all the shenanigans with, like, Cobra Moon and Drago and all that.
Oh, what happened?
That'll come.
Oh, she licked him.
She did lick him.
And he was like, I don't want to be here. Yeah.
I need an adult.
Yeah, I'll do a recap of the season.
Right? Okay, go for it.
He's like, I used to be this thing, but, like, that's not me anymore, girl. And then she's like, but I'm, look at all this. And here's my whips and chains. And then here, two guys, oh, my God, one of them's tall, has a face of a lizard. The face of a lizard. And then
he's a luchasaurus.
And then, oh, wow. And then Drago's like,
fire.
I'm still not into it. And then she's like, I'm going to put a chain on your ass, boy. And he did. She did it. And then he, for a second, I think he remembered who he was. And then he was like, never mind. I'm still very confused. He was still confused, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's one storyline.
You're right. Go. No.
Anytime we get to a new storyline that we have to remember, I'll do that.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're going to be doing that every week. That's going to be a new segment.
Rachel's recap.
For sure.
Rachel's recap.
Here's what I remembered.
I remembered, and accurately.
Sexy Star's fingernails were beautiful this episode.
It's true.
They were teal.
Also very perceptive.
They were teal AF.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
I love the Modelo commercial that Melissa Santos had. That was awesome.
Oh, I know.
That was great. And it to hype up Phoenix.
Right.
And then... When Son of Havoc comes out with the kendo sticks, bangs on Dario's door, and he asks for beer, and they give him the beer. Of course, it's Modelo.
I thought they were Modelos.
I was like, wait a minute.
They said Modelo.
Right, like, they did. You're right.
I believe he's straight edge. He is not going to drink those
beers.
Oh,
that's right.
And
he is.
He cracks them open, and it's the spinach for the Willie Mac Popeye.
I forgot he is straight edge, isn't he?
Oh, Son of Havoc.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. I don't want to. Never mind.
Go on.
He just has like a real fun voice, IRL. He has a really like funny voice.
Oh, sure.
And so very deep. When. No, it's not.
That's why they have that silly modulator.
Yeah. No, that's not his voice. His voice is more like.
He doesn't sound like.
Give me one of those beers! And I love it.
He doesn't sound like Black Scorpion from.
No.
The Black Scorpion. Wow.
Yeah, and so all I could think about.
Mr. Quato.
Yeah, that's all I could hear.
I forgot about Mr. Quato.
I have these pictures.
We'll get to him.
Well, these are sure neat. Nothing spooky about these. No way. No, no.
Right. I don't think we really prefaced it. If you hadn't been watching or hadn't watched this episode, we're talking the all night long Iron Man match between the Mac and Johnny Mundo for the Lucha Underground Championship. There we go. There
Jumbo,
we go.
Jumbo.
Once again.
I've had that part of this song stuck in my head for 3 weeks.
Just that part.
And I've been at work, like when everybody else is working or shooting or just in the middle of anything, just be like, hey, Jumbo, Jumbo. And nobody appreciates it. Well, but you guys do, right?
I appreciate it.
I would have had no idea that that was from this song.
How?
You're a monster, Ty.
I've probably only ever heard the chorus of this song, ever.
What?
Slide whistle, I know.
You've never heard A Jumbo Jumbo?
No.
Will you play it one more time? A Jumbo Jumbo.
Let me skip ahead. Let me find it.
Okay. We can talk
about... Skip directly to A Jumbo Jumbo.
You'll like it.
Oh. I do like that. I do like that. Guys, this is why you need to be watching the YouTube version of the Lucha Underground After Show. I'm telling you, because it's always a party.
Good. Damn. I love Lionel Richie.
But I love the clear-cut dynamic between the Mac and Johnny Mundo. Johnny Mundo is Mr. Parkour. He's just hopping around all nimbly-bimbly, you know.
From tree to tree.
From tree to tree. Did I tell you guys I started taking parkour classes?
No.
It's the most painful thing I've ever done in my life.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
More painful than wrestling?
Easily. I've been wrestling for 17 years.
I told you, Ty.
Never been that sore.
Really?
Never.
I'm going to tell
Johnny.
What do
you do in a parkour class?
You literally work every single part of
you
your
You jump a lot and you fall. And yeah, you fall. Yeah.
You know, yeah, isn't it just falling from different places?
More.
It's
I mean,
falling yeah. with style.
Yeah. Right. Fall and then a flip.
there was a commercial for Johnny Mundo's like out of
Boone.
Your mind workouts.
Oh!
Then we'll get to Boone
during this episode, and it was him doing push-ups on the top rope. Yeah,
what?
Like, I can do
weird,
that.
No, like
picture Jimbo.
One,
you're right.
Picture
no.
1 foot on the ring post, 1 foot just sticking out to the side.
What?
And then one arm on the rope and the other arm like
dude that reminds me do you remember the Van Damme lift from when RVD was in ECW? He had a lift that he named after himself called the Van Damme lift, and it's because only he could do it and nobody else. You don't remember that?
On the two chairs in the splits.
He would have one leg on one chair, one leg on the other doing a split, and he would hold like an insanely heavy barbell
well,
in the middle.
Well, yeah, that's the commercial he did with the trucks. What? You've never seen it?
Not Jean-Claude Van Damme, Rob Van Damme.
Oh, bye.
God damn it.
The other damn.
I don't know. They are the same, essentially.
Sure.
Not a dental
bald?
Dam.
What?
The other dam.
Aren't they both bald?
No.
Not at all. Wrong
RVD
on both counts.
RVD has a huge ponytail.
I thought you were going to say Bush.
I mean... We
like,
can't...
Okay.
We can either confirm or deny that. That he's right.
Oh,
I know.
Man. I can't wait till we talk about Boone, too.
Sure.
Oh, I love it.
Why?
Boone?
It's so fucking funny.
How did you think that RVD was bald?
That's how I see him. What? I just see him as a thumb, honestly.
All right, sure.
You get it?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. He's a little thumb-y.
No.
Look at him from the side. You'll think about it next time.
He's a little thummy.
He is.
I don't think so.
If you look at him from the side, you'll see it. I promise.
If he was bald, maybe.
No. It's not about that. It's about where the neck and the top of the head connect.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I'm learning.
Ryback, he happens to be bald,
mm-hmm.
but also happens to look like a thumb.
Are you mixing up your airbrush singlet, men?
No, of course not. I could never.
Is that what's influencing this?
Listen, all men look alike to me.
hashtag not all singlets.
Oh.
Not all airbrush singlets.
Yeah, actually, what's his name? Jordan looks like a thumb, too.
Who?
You know. American Alpha.
Is that what they
Jason
do?
Jordan?
Yeah. He looks like a thumb, too. Come. Is anyone
We're on
agreeing
a different
with
show.
Me? Is anyone agreeing
it's
with
an
me?
You're tuned
into
the
show.
Thumb Wars after show.
Nobody cares about me.
This is a temple.
Thank you, Dario.
Oh, Dario.
Didn't you miss your soggy boy?
Oh, my God.
Right? I know.
Yeah. And he looks super good. And I know that they... Sorry, I'm squeaking my feetsies.
It's almost like not 20 weeks had passed.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he's aged, but maybe I've grown.
Maybe your perception of Dario has changed.
Wow.
That has gotten older.
Jeez Louise.
Like, right?
Maybe I'm ready for kids.
And the more you know.
Oh, God, I'm pregnant.
I knew it.
Just from that?
Just thinking about it.
Just thinking about Dario. That's what'll happen.
The temple does amazing things to you.
Yeah.
But what I was saying
right.
is the parkour skills of Johnny Mundo versus just like the straight up power of Willie Mack. Because Willie Mack hits probably harder than anyone else in that temple. Are you smelling your fingers?
No, my nose is cold.
All right, that's fair.
I'm sorry.
But it that story keeps getting called out, and it keeps paying off in the match. Like, at one point, I think it's that very first fall that Johnny Mundo scores. He's kind of hanging off the ring post.
That was so
like
great.
Like, only he can do.
He said,
yes, Rachel.
He sent him up for a superplex, and he slid down, and Willie's just like, get up here, fool.
Yeah, exactly.
I loved him grabbing at him. Come here.
Right.
Come here, buddy.
It's like a bear that's like
great.
Has gotten like stuck in a tree.
Yeah, and then Mundo is like a monkey. He was like swinging around. And that Was it the end of whatever?
The end of the world?
Yeah, yeah. Is that what he did after he did that?
It is.
Oh, that was incredible.
Right?
I paused it, rewinded it, showed it to everybody in my office. One person was impressed.
I love hearing about when you show wrestling to your coworkers.
They hate it. And me.
Willie hit the MDX.
Oh, yes.
Line in the corner. The MDX. And then the drop kick. And then some kind of cannonball, but it was very weird. It was like
I don't remember the cannonball.
He ran, and instead of doing a typical forward roll cannonball, he did like almost a cent,
like a shooting star cannonball. Chris Cadillac does that.
Yeah, but he didn't go all the way back like Caddy does.
Right,
like, he just went halfway.
Oh, jeez!
Like right above his ass, oof. Just landed.
Oofa doofa.
It was crazy.
Right.
There are like a couple vicious. Questionable spots in like. This match. Oh, come on. You're asking for specifics? Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting. The name of the move?
Oh, you know, the one with the... There the, was... Okay, the here, I can do C. this. Oh, no. This is easy. When they did the on top of the table, Johnny's head. His neck was not tucked.
Oh, snap!
Thank you.
God, I missed that.
Thank you so much.
You are right.
I know.
Yes.
Because I actually know, despite my lack of language, I know.
Are you talking about the Chocolate Thunder Driver?
Yes, off the apron, through the gosh. Tables.
Is that what that's called?
Exactly. That's what Willie calls it.
I like that.
Bam Bam Bigelow called it Greetings from Asbury Park.
Yes.
Nah.
Or Rikishi called it the Rikishi Driver.
The Rikishi Driver. Oh. The much less creative Rikishi Driver.
Well, that wasn't his strong suit.
No.
No.
I don't think, in my opinion.
No.
Okay, cool. Bye.
But lots of chicanery in this match. We got tables. We got kendo sticks. We've got basically three people that kind of look like the same person in this match.
Oh, yeah?
Because we see Johnny Mundo using twin magic at one point with PJ Black. Then near the end of the match, we see Ricky Mandel.
Well, see, when he did
number one Johnny Mundo cosplayer.
When he did it with PJ Black, I thought it was going to be...
That's exactly what I thought.
The tease of what we saw in the trailer,
yes.
Right? We're like, hey, there's another guy that looks like.
There's
that
two Mundo. There's
came
dos
about
Mundos.
5 seconds later, or no, it was a minute. It was.
It was
the
a little
end,
while,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ah, well, okay.
Gee, Mister, I found this bandana and these glasses. Hope you don't mind.
Yeah, his face was alarming. What's his name?
Ricky Mandel.
Yeah. Yes.
The mirror.
They did it.
The mirror image, Ricky
mirror
Mandel.
Image. I knew he
coolest gear in all of wrestling.
And PJ Black did get a fantastic blowout.
He did. He really did. That hair was... Who boy.
Well, that's terrific.
Seriously.
Did
absolutely.
You see it? His hair? You didn't notice his hair.
I didn't.
It was pretty.
How?
It
was, I was focused
it,
on...
He literally... He looks
he
like Katy
like
Perry.
A thumb or not.
He looks like Katy Perry.
Well, that's an instinct. You can't focus on it.
That's like a superpower.
Yeah.
What is PJ Black's thumb status?
Oh, he's not a thumb.
It's the blowout that cancels out
yeah,
the thumbness.
No thumb.
Would you put him in your rowboat?
He's a little shroomy boy.
Oh,
his
what?
Hair looks like a little shroomy boy. He's a little shroomy man.
See, that sounds kind of interesting.
And I love that about him. I think he looked great.
What else? We've also got the idea that Johnny Mundo's always kind of one step ahead of the Mac. At one point, he hits a corkscrew plancha off the top to the outside.
Do you think he really hurt himself?
First, I wasn't sure what to think, because they made a point of throwing up the X, for sure.
Yeah.
But
and when all those other people were coming out, and on commentary, they were really like, oh, shit, well, this kind of stuff happens.
Right.
Sorry, guys.
It's one of those things, like, I mean... There's no way to tell because there's been legitimate injuries on the show before. Because my first thought is, well, if it was legitimate, they might have just edited it out. But we've seen legitimate injuries. I think Ivelisse got for real hurt on the show before and has stayed in.
Yeah, but they used it as a device.
Right.
But they're not doing that with Johnny. So I don't think it was real. And I also don't think it was real because that boy can land off of the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
Like
that's what they teach you.
That's how they that's how you learn.
Yeah.
You put next part core lesson part to court. Let's next part core.
Part to court.
This is where
next
you fall
part
down.
To court. Next part core lesson, I'm just going to push you off of a building.
That's how you learn.
Yeah, I'm just
like
speak
just throwing up. Someone in the pool.
Yeah.
Hey, that's how you learn, right?
There you go.
Yeah, that's how my lizard learned how to swim and died. Whatever.
R. That's R. that's a real story, isn't it?
Who's to say?
Oh, boy.
Well, here's what. That wasn't real. There's no way that was real. I'm going to say there's no
Oh, I thought you meant your lizard.
No. That was wrong. But honestly, that lizard was supposed to live for 3 years, live for 11 years. At a certain point, it's like, you have superpowers, so clearly you can swim.
Wait, so it was an aged lizard by the time this happened?
Yeah.
Was this Drago?
Yeah.
This is what would become Drago.
No, it's tall lizard face. Luchasaurus.
Vibora.
Luchasaurus.
Right.
I saw Luchasaurus drop Ryan Nemeth on his head on a concrete floor.
Yeah, he does that.
No. It wasn't good. It was bad to look at. But it's okay. They're both fine, and they love each other.
Yeah, they're buds.
Yeah, they are. And here's the thing. He has a face.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Doesn't. I know.
Isn't that just crazy? Isn't that crazy when you like wrestling so
He's
much, and then you find out
that... He's a sneaky snake.
That they're not all just sneaky snakes. They're not.
Some of them are.
Yeah.
Like when you find out that's not Son of Havoc's voice.
Right. Didn't that blow your mind, Jimbo?
It didn't blow your mind?
I want Kevin Sorbo.
That's
Boom,
what...
with that attitude.
That's the lesser known Kevin Sorbo quote.
Beautiful hair, though.
Right?
Luchasaurus.
No PJ Black blowout, though.
That's true. Well, not everybody puts in the effort like PJ does.
That's true.
Cool.
Did you notice at one point they're fighting on the top rope and Mac like nails Mundo and Mundo sells back and he almost hits his head on the jib camera?
Oh no. No.
Like camera's trying to get that great shot.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit.
That camera is no joke. Yeah. That's a giant.
I didn't know how close it was to them.
Right.
It should be higher up.
It should be.
It was very close.
Right.
Okay.
That's what we're saying.
Danger. Well, somebody call Robert. Rob?
Robert.
Help, yeah.
Robert Rodriguez.
What other Rob?
I don't know.
You think he's in an office Schneider. Under Dario's office?
Robert Rodriguez?
Like under Dario's desk. Like, he just like lifts up a panel. He's got him like chained down there.
I'd like to think in my head canon, like, the higher up you are power-wise, the deeper down your office goes. So, like, Lorenzo Lamas is probably directly under Dario Cueta's office.
That makes a lot of sense. Area 51, that's how that works.
Speaking
really?
Of...
Really?
Yeah.
Good old Lorenzo Lamas, he was in Boone.
Yes.
And when we had John Morrison, a.k.a. Johnny Mundo, on the X-Pac 12360 show, he said that the people saw an early screening of Boone... And we're looking for a character to play that role, and that's why they picked Lorenzo Lamas.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He got his role in Lucha Underground from his role in Boone. I thought that was awesome.
He was the Renegade,
awesome.
Right?
He's the Renegade.
Okay, we've talked about this.
That is awesome.
He's the Renegade.
Not the WCW Renegade.
Not that Renegade.
Wasn't he also on reality television?
Lorenzo Lamas?
Was he on... He was on the Joe Schmo Show,
Joe Schmo Show!
No, was he really?
The second one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Joe Schmo Show. Yes.
Smojo. The Samoa Joe Schmo Show.
Yes. Oh my god. Copyright.
TM.
Oh god, his entrance music gets me going every time.
Doesn't it? Right?
It is.
Speaking of entrance, I thought they would have big entrances for this big match.
Oh, like big mania entrances?
Yeah.
No, they were already in the ring, weren't they?
Yeah. Pretty much.
I kind of like that.
Did you?
I did. I don't like a spectacle, unless it's good.
I love when Mundo got the mic. He's like, you guys know any victory music? Play me a victory song.
He's dancing.
His, like, mariachi, like...
Ay, 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 ay!
It made me laugh so much.
That's pretty awesome.
He was great. He's so good.
He was great. He was great.
Man, it's so weird only talking about one match for an entire episode.
Especially when you haven't talked about the show in 20 weeks.
Right, exactly.
Red Vines are just not good.
How dare you?
They're not Twizzlers.
Don't ever say that to Joey Ryan.
You like Twizzlers?
No.
What? I mean, you like Red Vines?
Yes.
Over Twizzlers?
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
Where do you stand on this?
I'm a Twizzler person.
Yeah, fuck yeah, yeah.
Dare you. Mark?
How long, lovey boy?
Mark, please weigh in on this.
Yeah, Mark, what are you?
I like both.
Okay.
But I like Red Vines a lot more. But, completely change the subject. Ty, when we're done, like, take your time talking about the match, but you could also just prognosticate about the future of Lucha.
Oh, we'll prognosticate.
All right, well, so long, lover boy.
We'll prognosticate
so long,
all night long.
Lover boy.
What's that from?
That's Ursula the Sea Witch. from The Little Mermaid.
You know what I thought it was? I thought it was Eartha Kitt from Ernest Scared Stupid.
Not too far.
Exactly.
Not
too far. About.
We just did a video about Eartha Kitt on www.youtube.com/snarled.
Yay.
Yay. Yay!
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yay.
You've been playing a lot of scary video games.
Oh, yes. We live streamed Friday 13th, and I survived real good. And then I got to the very end, and the cops were there, and the timer had run out. Like, I had survived. I won. I won the game. And then I walked out of the. I walked out of the door and, like, Javier, whatever his name is, you know, the, like, savior guy. I think his name is not Javier.
I thought you were talking about Jason.
No, not Jason.
Javier you know, Voorhees.
Whatever.
Javier Voorhees.
Don't make Jason any more attractive to me. No, it was just another player, but he's, like, the guy who comes in and saves everybody.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he spooked me, and so I hit him in the head with a wrench, because I thought he was Jason. I thought he was something. I just reacted.
Right.
Like, I was on edge, obviously.
Yeah.
And then we both looked at each other, and I didn't have, my mic wasn't on, so I didn't have the opportunity to be like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. Like, you'll be fine. You're not going to die from this. Like, can we just move on?
Can
I'm so sorry about that.
This?
Yeah, so I didn't. So we just looked at each other, and it was like. And then he just took a shotgun out of his back pocket. How? And shot me in the face. I did the whole thing. And then I got shot in the face.
Is this in the video?
Yeah.
I need to watch that.
Just a lot of me screaming. As soon as I get off.
Was it like the Five Nights at Freddy's video?
Even louder.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was really great.
Thanks, man.
Shut up. What else can we talk about here?
The Return of the Mac Chance.
That's pretty good.
Those are good.
It's no Terminator claps, but it's good.
And when Mundo had Willy in the corner on the ground, he was like booting him in the face. He's like, "Welcome to Slamtown. How's my boot taste?"
Slamtown is my favorite still.
I know. I miss the music video.
At least they played the song for when he came out.
Oh, that's right. That's right. What else? So yeah, so we've got Son of Havoc out to even the odds to fight off the interference of PJ Black. He's got dual kendo. He's double fisting kendo sticks.
He goes to town.
Yeah,
he jumps over them and he does a little ninja style.
That was cool.
Bashing.
Mm-hmm.
It was like button mashing in any video.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What
cool.
else? I've just got band interaction exclamation point. I was really excited that he was talking to the band.
Oh, yeah.
We never interact the band.
No, never. I do.
You do.
As a viewer.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Hugo.
Hugo. I know them.
The
Hugo
boss.
Weaving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a person.
Oh, yes. No, during that spot where he jumped over the kendo sticks like a beautiful swan,
mm-hmm.
I looked into the audience and I saw the face of a man that I made out with 6 years ago at a Chicago Comic Con.
Cool.
Excuse me, but I have a text message.
It's him. His ears are burning. His lips are burning.
He's like, I was just thinking about you watching me, and I really like it.
Oh, God.
He looks the same.
Well, that's good.
That's it.
Was he by any chance the guy that got up to take a leak during this match?
No.
Because there's a very clear shot. The gym gets a very good aerial shot of the whole temple, and it's like, and I'm pretty sure a lot of action is happening, obviously, and this guy is just... He's just, like, making his way down the aisle to go take a leak, presumably.
Terrible timing.
I thought that was a great timing.
Awful.
Oh, and then the girl who was like, I'm sorry. Did you see her?
No.
At the top of the stairs?
No.
You didn't see.
What did
when
she do?
Mac was about to put Mundo in the idiot
the
thing. Yeah, in the stretcher.
The idiot thing.
Yeah, the stretcher. If you're in a stretcher, you're probably an idiot.
I mean, I guess.
Or a grandma. Idiots, grandmas.
Grandma idiots.
Grandma, I mean, sometimes.
That's double. That's when, like, the stretcher is like a sandwich. You're like a little ice cream sandwich person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like Mia Farrow kind of is like an idiot grandma.
Right, yeah.
Right. I don't know why I just hated on Mia. Okay, cool.
Hey, shots fired, I guess.
Well, that's terrific.
But, no, she's great. Mia Farrow's very smart. Her son's great. So, no, this woman got up. I think she like found herself in the middle and she was trying to get out of their way, but by doing that she just stood in the middle, like right where all the lights were on her, like lit up background, completely just standing by herself.
She's a new challenger.
And her friend, who was a dude, was like, "Come here." And Mac was just like, "Excuse me, pardon me." It was, you gotta rewatch it. I can't believe you didn't see that. I rewound it like 5 times.
That's incredible.
Just zooming in on her face, like, what are you thinking? What's wrong with you?
What was she thinking at that moment?
She wasn't thinking.
Before he slid him down the steps?
Yes.
A la Home Alone style?
Yes.
It was like Home Alone.
Would you have done that?
Yeah.
What, slid him down the steps?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely. If you're at the top of steps and you have a stretcher at your disposal, it's like the law.
It didn't look painful either.
It was kind of an odd landing.
It was very smooth.
Like
it was what you would hope for.
He kind of landed. He landed like on his feet, basically, and then had to find a way to sell that, then flipped over.
Yeah, and also like you just everyone does that. He just like sledded down the stairs.
Right.
He should have had the girl that was in the way be like, "Hold him here. I'm gonna go down the steps, slide him down, and I'm gonna kick him in the face."
I used to be a projectionist at a movie theater, we had like, is this like 2006? We had 6 very small Blood Rain standees. Like, remember the movie version of Blood Rain?
Sure.
Chris Tomalokin. Yep, it was really bad. And we pretty much used those as sleds to slide down the steps. Down to the lobby.
That's amazing.
It was pretty great.
Was it terrific. When nobody else was there?
Yeah, no, there were people there.
Oh. Fun. Like,
sir, can we get some popcorn?
It wasn't.
Like, hold on, I'll be right there.
It wasn't very busy.
That's fun.
It was fun stuff.
Oh, that's
a
good time.
I just picture Last Action Hero and he's like, "Focus. Focus. It's out of focus."
Last Action Hero.
Exactly. Gee, mister.
I can't believe that you're doing parkour and you're just telling us about it.
I know.
It's like, this is the guys, first hearing about
it. I can't wait
it.
To bring this
a
up.
A lot's happened. To be
up.
Fair, I've only had 2 glasses and I have a very long way to go.
Can we get a video of you and Mundo doing parkour together?
Yes, oh, God. Yes.
Nothing would be more humiliating.
Excuse me, I need to make this happen.
Case in point, escaping from a foam pit, easily the hardest thing I've done in training.
But that's not fair. That's hard.
It's extremely hard.
That's like hot people who run on the beach. It's like, you want me to believe that that's not hard, but I know that everything inside you hurts.
Right.
You just want people to look at you.
Right.
Run on the road like a human.
Exactly.
What are you, a crab?
A crab.
What if they
crab people?
What if
they
were just crab running across the beach?
It's just a bunch of tiny Bray Wyatt.
Now you're out of control.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh,
no,
sure,
yeah,
we did
an exercise where we had to sit on top of this really tall wall on the edge of this
and
wall.
Rachel just pushes you.
Shove us. But no,
make sure it's the Eiffel Tower.
We had to sit on the edge of the wall. We had to sit on the edge of the wall. We had to roll back, roll forward, back into a sitting position, tuck our legs, and keep rolling into the foam pit. And I sunk so low that I legitimately started to panic, for sure. Like, like drowning in foam blocks.
Oh, my God.
You went into the depths of Hades.
I really did.
Did they have to pull you out?
Yes, and it took a very long time.
Oh, that's fun.
It was awful.
Yes. I don't understand the mechanics of what you just said. Like, I don't understand
if
what
I had,
you were
doing. Jim, I'm wearing your toys.
We do it like this.
Oh,
this
man.
Is it. And
I
here's
forgot.
The foam pits. Damn. Foam pits between your chin and the mic. And then you're here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do it.
Okay.
No, make your fingers you.
Okay.
Okay.
So
I'm a visual learner.
So I had to sit with my legs over the edge like that, right?
Okay, and then you're Humpty Dumpty. Like,
yes, I'm Humpty Dumpty.
There's nothing else going on.
I'm Humpty Dumpty at this point.
Okay.
I have to roll backwards.
No.
First.
How do you not fall?
Well, I mean, that's...
He's like a weeble.
That's just, yeah, that's
he
just
wobbles,
rolling.
But he won't fall down.
Like, you roll backwards onto the solid ground. You're not on top of, like a
you're not literally on the edge of a building.
It's not just a wall.
But
I guess
do
it's,
you fall when you roll back?
No.
Oh, God.
You're sitting like... It's, okay,
shout
imagine...
Shout out to our iTunes listeners real quick.
What?
Shout out to our iTunes listeners.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay,
yes.
You're right. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Okay, imagine
sorry.
Imagine this table is the ledge.
Imagine all the
It's
people.
All this is flat.
Oh, you're sitting... There's a ledge on the ground? Where do they find this magical ground? There's a pit near your feet.
Yes,
huh?
Yes.
Interesting.
Well, that's terrific.
I figured it out now.
You got it.
I could not understand that you weren't on a wall.
Right.
And then I was like, why is there no ground when you're on the ground? What do you mean? Okay, that was really fun to figure out for me.
Parkour classes by MC Escher.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I got a perfect score on my ACTs.
Clearly. Obviously you did.
I really did.
So, back to this match. We've got, at one point, I can't remember exactly how, we've got the Mac down on the ground. Son of Havoc is up. He knows what the Mac needs. So he goes pounding on Mr. Cueto's door.
Mm-hmm.
Cueto, in a moment of perfect physical comedy, just like pokes out with a water bottle.
Here, take this water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cute.
I spin it.
I take this water, yes.
And then he gives him the Modelo sponsor. Not pizza bagels.
No, not pizza bagels this time. It's Modelo.
He wakes up with
Circle R.
Yeah.
There you go. And just pours beer all over his face.
Fool, I don't.
I know that did not
look Modelo, fool.
It didn't seem like I don't imagine Willie drinking Modelo.
I would have plugged my nose.
Right.
I mean, I bet.
Can I tell you?
Eyes roll.
Can I tell you?
Yeah, please.
When I was doing that parkour thing and I was falling into the pit, I plugged my nose.
I bet they all made fun of you so much.
I don't think anyone noticed.
Oh, really?
I don't think anyone noticed.
Well, now everyone knows, dude.
I was rolling forward, then I tucked my knees, and on the way down, I was like, why am I doing this?
That's so dumb.
What am I going to do?
Wow, that is scary, because they are oxygenated, the foam thing, so you couldn't have drowned.
Right.
But I understand.
They also couldn't have gone up my nose either.
I don't know that.
I mean, I guess I can't
you
really
know.
Confirm nor deny.
You literally never know.
Literally.
That's awesome.
It could have been like a cartoon.
You could have died.
I know.
And wow. How would I have known that you were doing parkour if you had died doing it?
Right.
Oh, then we would have definitely known.
I know.
Yeah, yes.
Would have been on the.
He died doing what he loved. What
it's not parkour. Even like a crazy learning parkour trick.
Being very
it's
bad
like
at parkour.
Into a foam pit. You're not even doing like a hardcore parkour trick. You're doing a parkour
Wait,
into a foam pit.
I
in a class.
That. I love that obituary.
Oh, it's great.
I'm crying.
It's great. It's going to be my real obit.
Nothing makes me happier than people who love parkour.
Sure.
If what do you want on your tombstone?
Plug his nose.
It's the only way to breathe.
It was very scary, and I was imagining falling into water.
Did you never take gymnastics growing up?
No.
I used to jump in those things like it was my job.
No.
Yeah.
I took taekwondo, and I played the violin.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
You should be Nakamura's entrance guy.
Yeah,
I know, right?
You should be Nakamura.
If I had stuck with both of those things.
I know.
Did you think Willie was going to win tonight?
No.
Even with all the, like, it's his destiny.
But that's
his
why.
Destiny.
That's why. It's
extra.
When you hit
if
it,
he would have said it's his destiny,
yeah.
Then you would have been like, oh, he's got it.
We do have to talk about that ending, though.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Oh.
It's
Tell us about the
energy in the temple and the calling of Matt Stryker and Vampiro lended itself to this huge match moment. It reminded me of the ladder match between Jeff Hardy and The Undertaker.
I'm still standing.
When Jim Ross is just screaming at the top of his lungs.
Perfect storytelling.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, and then, and yeah, just that, everything, the timing, how it all came together. Mm-hmm. Ricky Mandel, like, just like the goober of all goobers, holding onto Willie Mack's leg.
Yeah, that's not much of it. I'm sorry, I'm not thinking about goober anymore. I'm thinking about the end. It wouldn't be much of a hero story if Mac had won.
Right, sure.
And now they're going to fight again? And it could take all night?
Sudden death. Sudden death rules.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean... Oh, can we jumbo again?
All night long, again.
One more time.
That was great. Props for that one.
Yes! Yes, I just got mouth spray. I have in my what is that? Car? No,
your
purse. It's been a long day.
Your car?
Your money in the bank briefcase?
My car over there.
Well, I'm gonna get in my car, guys.
I just jumped in and I was like, "Babe," and I drove
away.
Are
you in the Jetsons?
No. I'm Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus.
Oh, there you go.
Magic School Purse.
Shout out to Stu Stone. Stu Stone does a voice on the Magic School Bus.
I don't know who that is.
Oh man. Oh really?
Yeah, what's wrong with me?
Oh,
who is that?
Great. He was in Donnie Darko.
He was in Donnie Darko.
Who
was
that?
He was comedy partners with Jamie Kennedy for a very long time.
Okay, can you tell me things that I know?
Stewston.
He works with championship
wrestling.
Yeah,
championship wrestling from Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Stewston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's in championship wrestling from Hollywood.
He used to be. Yeah.
He's a Punam.
Oh. He's got a punim. Punim means face.
He does.
You can't just be a face.
He is a face.
Unless he's a face.
The punim. That's.
Oh my god, that's.
No, he voiced face on Nick Jr.
No, wow. That's a really cute thing. Oh, look at, I'm making a mess.
You really are. What are you doing to that red vine?
I'm going to clean it. It's a cute. A punim is a cute thing to call a face instead of a face, like a baby face.
Right, right.
Call him a punim.
Right.
That's cute.
I know that one.
That's really cute.
That's really cute.
I like that. Oh, I like that. I want to text my dad. I want to tell him about the new lingo.
Well, that's terrific.
Oh, Dad, I already told him. That's weird.
That's your dad, Kurt. Kermit's your dad.
Yeah. Let's would you believe it? If Miss Piggy and Kermit had a baby, do you believe it'd be me?
I feel like that's a very loaded question.
Okay,
maybe
think
with
about
your
it.
Other glasses, possibly.
Oh, true.
Hey, that sounds kind of interesting.
Dad, I'm working.
Why were you? What were you talking about? The ending.
The ending was incredible.
Yeah.
I really
so just
enjoyed
the ending of the time running out.
Yeah. Well, the thing about that is that those are so easy. Those are so something like that is so meticulous and easy to mess up that if you had seen or noticed the official, I was about to say ref, and I was like, no, that's not it.
I mean, you're correct.
I know, but that's not it.
You're
you know,
correct.
All the smarks are going to be like, excuse me?
I don't think that's not a thing.
You wouldn't know Marty Elias.
You don't think?
People don't call referees officials.
That's what everybody, I used
senior
to call them.
Official.
Okay. I used to call them refs because they're wearing that.
No, you're right.
And they're like, actually, it's an official.
Who said that?
At
some Foot Locker employee.
Oh my god, no. Yeah. Actually, they're called employees.
We're associates.
Actually, they're called Robs. That's Rob.
I mean, they're
senior official Rob.
They definitely are called officials, like on commentary, in a technical sense. But it's not anything that a smark would be like dressing you down for.
I got my ass handed to me at this small little promotion. Thank you. Finally, somebody give it back. At this small promotion in like an hour out of Los Angeles, and
which
I was,
one?
I don't know. I was
AOW.
Kira. I mean, Taya was doing a thing, and so I was like, okay, I'll go. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm a really freaking great friend, and so I'm gonna go. And so I drove an hour and a half out of the city, and then I go to this thing, and then I'm outside hanging out with these dudes who all look like thumbs. And I was like, did you see the ref in there? Because he pulled his dick out.
What
kind of shows are you going?
What show is this?
It was a weird one. And
disappointed!
So,
that's not even the word, Kev.
And so he did that, and I was like, did you see the ref do that? And they're like, actually, like, you're not going to comment on the fact that this guy just pulled his genitals out? You're going to correct me and call him an official? Okay, do it then.
I've never once heard of anyone correcting someone on that.
That makes me feel awesome. Better.
That's hilarious.
That
no, you're
makes
right.
Me feel better.
You're right. You're wrong on a lot of things, but you're right on that one.
I know. Well, anyway, the ref, it could have been bad because if, you know, we watch a lot of wrestling. So if you notice even for a second the ref stagger the count, like to him one and then he's like, whoa, two.
That is kind of what happened.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, my eyes were so rosy.
Maybe you're just thinking about.
Oh my god,
his dong out.
I almost.
This is a really good ref. I haven't seen his junk not once.
Not once, sir. Not once. No, but
she missed her.
I almost even took notes because I wanted to write down how seamless it was. I can't believe he did that.
I know.
I can't believe he's done this.
I can't believe he's done.
Can't
that.
Believe you've done this.
I can't believe.
Did
you've
it
done
look
that.
Bad?
Not bad, but like.
There's definitely
tell.
Been worse ones.
There were compared to the rest of the counts that happened during the match. Yeah. It was a little bit more lingering.
Oh, man. I'm not going to rewatch it. I like the way I
not to go behind the candelabra too much. But.
Oh, they know. Come on. We're mid-season premiere.
I know.
They know.
I know.
Wow, I was really shocked at that, what you just said.
Did I just shatter your whole world?
Yeah.
Wowie zowie.
Son of Havoc doesn't do that, boys.
Yeah. Do you think
that Asai moonsault, though, that he hit. Good lordy.
Crazy.
So much air.
What the hell is he doing?
Right?
Why
Which
is
one
doing
is that?
That?
Do it with your fingers.
It's
when you bounces jump. Off the middle and back flips off.
Oh, very cool.
Instead of into the ring, you do it to the outside.
I
the
like
ring.
How you tried to describe moves to me with other moves. Oh,
now you're out of control.
Now we are out of control.
Tell me about it, this guy.
But I do like going back to kind of the strategy of everything. At one point, the Mac does kind of get the drop on Mundo, sort of beating him at his own game. He kind of has to slip underneath the ropes and kind of get back into the ring as Johnny Mundo would.
Mm-hmm.
I like that he would have to kind of adapt to his opponent's style. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
You know?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, at one point, when Mundo pulls out the table, Mac pulls out the ladder. They set up the ladder in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Mundo jumps and lands right in this little area between the ladder and the turnbuckle, and then that's when like Willie slid under and pulls
there you go, yeah,
trips him.
Exactly.
How the hell did he get like that?
Parkour.
That's right. He got pushed off a lot of buildings.
Parkour.
Yeah.
Like that's Boone, dude.
Right.
He does not make
your
mistakes.
Ass just got booned.
He does not.
You're welcome, America.
I'm really excited to watch that. I haven't seen it yet.
It's so good.
I'm really excited.
Super funny.
I'm gonna buy it at Walmart on June 10th.
Yeah, you should buy it at Walmart on June 10th.
Is it available at Walmart on June 10th?
On June 10th.
On June 10th. You can get the download now.
And select SVODs.
Yeah.
And what?
Select SVODs.
What are you saying?
You know, select video on demand services. You know. Select SVODs.
No, got it. But wait. Yeah. You're saying
there's more?
You're saying the S stands for select?
No. S stands for something. I don't know. What the S stands for. God.
Do you feel cheated?
I hope they don't.
I just inhaled a part of a red vine. That's why I don't fuck with red vines.
They knew.
They crusty as hell.
They knew you were talking shit.
Well, look.
Look at what you're doing.
Yeah,
to it.
But Twizzlers don't do that.
That frog splash, though?
Yes.
Yeah, that frog splash, though.
Absolutely.
Are you talking about sexy stars?
No, hers wasn't really a frog.
That was a crossbody.
That was more like falling with style.
Yeah, you know. We're going to teach it moves by the end of the season.
But that was good that I almost knew that.
How high do you think that ladder was? 12 foot?
Probably. Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Probably around 35 feet.
I think it was like easily 60, 70 feet.
Oh, I think so too. You know, second thought, I think so too.
Superfly, 16 feet high.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot happened.
A lot of ladder.
Next week
table.
Is going to be a lot like this.
Right.
It's not going to be.
I hope it's just a whole season of the Mac versus Johnny Mundo.
I don't believe that this
the
will,
first four
this
episodes
will happen
just
week.
One match.
You don't believe it'll happen at all?
Real quick. No, I didn't say that.
Talk to us.
Hi, I'm going to talk to you. In the chat, a good friend of the show, Joseph Oza, says next week is called Sudden Death. So it's sudden death rules.
It is sudden death rules. Yeah, the first pinfall or submission.
So it is.
So we'll get Jean-Claude Van Damme.
But.
He works.
Supposedly, Katrina is also in the episode description. It says that Katrina will send Mil Muertes to fight Prince Puma in a street fight.
So it's not going to be all hashtag all night long.
Yeah, go all night long.
What if the street fight isn't like necessarily in the ring in the temple? It's just in other parts.
It's in the street.
So yeah,
it's in the middle of the street.
It's right in front of the taco truck.
The taco truck.
So it keeps cutting back to, oh, in progress in the ring is the all-night-long match, as well as that match. So two matches
like
are going
all night
on
long
simultaneously.
Hey, Jumbo. Is that... That's not insensitive of me to...
I knew that was coming.
Right? Okay, cool. All right, I'm singing. Jumbo means something. Jumbo means something.
What's it mean?
Jumbo does mean something.
Yeah, J-A-M-B-O. Look it up. Thank you. I didn't think that the continuation of this match was going to be next week because they don't often do that.
Right.
They usually make you wait like 5 weeks.
And I feel like Dario kind of he buried the lead a little bit. I think he got everyone's hopes up. She's like, no, there are no ties on my temple.
Keep going.
And then next week, and everyone's like, oh shit.
Oh, he did say next week with his mouth?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
What am I doing?
I don't know when the crowd booed. They were just going to be there for another hour.
That's a good point. Next week to them just means later today.
Unless that was the main event of the taping.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Next week tonight.
That's a good point. With John Oliver.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm. It's a good show.
Next week tonight? Wow. What a meta idea. What an interesting idea.
So are we going to get
Jumbo Jumbo. What does it mean? Did you find out?
It means hello.
I knew it.
Get a sudden death like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ooh.
A security guard for the Penguins.
Is that sudden death?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of Double Impact.
Oh, where
it's sudden death, Double Impact. That's when there's two.
Yeah.
That's when there's two of them.
Man. Silk underwear.
Oh my god. We're just gonna fill a quota for JCVD references this season. This half of the season.
Do you think it was wise to start the season, like the mid season premiere, with one match?
I think so.
That is now rolling over into next week's episode as well.
Man, that's a good question.
Because I don't know.
Because you got to think, if hot,
like right out of the gates,
right?
I think that match, yeah, and it was a great match, and it filled the episode.
But there's so much context there.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have done that. Like, oh, interesting. And next week we're gonna have the continuation of this, like you said.
Right.
I think fans are like, no, we want to know, like, what's up with Drago? What's up with
Cobra
Moon? What's up with
Lizard
all
Face?
What happened? Yeah. What's with the Rabbit Tribe?
Right.
Wow. You know,
Paul London, like, baby, he's coming.
There's so many.
God bless.
There's so many. That I want to see what they're doing.
That's a little punim. No, I agree with... Okay, I half agree with you. I agree that they shouldn't... I don't like the continuation of it. Like, I would have liked a continuation of this match a couple weeks later.
Right.
But I do like that this was the comeback episode. I think that it was great storytelling.
Yeah.
I think that it was like, hey, remember why you like this?
Right.
And it wasn't like... ooh, weird thing, supernatural thing, look at this person and look at that thing. It was just, hey, we're good at wrestling.
Right, and it does do a lot to service kind of spotlighting the top hero and the top villain of the show at this point in time. Because I feel like the Mac has kind of supplanted Prince Puma as sort of the hometown boy.
This is the title match. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
What a hell not.
What a,
you know what?
I hear you. Well, guys, that's our show.
Yeah.
We're so excited to be back.
Welcome,
man. My mom's here. I gotta go.
Yes, we're back at this brand new time slot, 10 p.m.
Oh, really?
On Thursday nights.
Forever?
I guess. I don't know.
We'll have to.
Really?
I guess we'll have to talk.
We'll find out.
Oh, we'll have to. Marco's going to have to talk to you about that.
He's going to talk to me about that.
Marco's going to have to talk to you about that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to talk to you about
that. You know, either way, I'm cool as a cucumber.
There's a lot happening at 9. A lot of shows.
There is, but like, oh, that'd be great because I can work out before.
There you go.
You know, gym's right close to here.
Parkour.
Sure. You can do parkour.
You can do your parkour.
Guys, where can they find you online?
Follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. While we were on hiatus, the X-Pac 12360 show had interviews with people like Ricochet, Prince Puma, and Jeff Cobb, a.k.a. Matanza, was yesterday. So go check those out.
What?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Right? Rich Levin.
And Johnny Mundo. Yeah, he was another one.
But also, what's your Instagram and what's your Twitter?
At Jimbo in the Booth.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Rachel. Cool. Hi, all right.
God, you nail it every time.
Thank you for watching. I'm doing an end card now for Snarls.
Snarled.
You can find me at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Fans. Honestly, it depends on how your brain works. And please subscribe to my channel, Snarled. I talk about horror and serial killers and Satan. 666.
Lots of Satan. Guys, you can find me on all forms of social media at Time Matthews PMA. You can find me on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood every Saturday at 4 o'clock. We've got a huge, completely free show at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood on the 17th, right? Yeah. Hosted by Jervis Cottonbelly. Rocky Romero is going to be wrestling. Scorpio Sky is going to be wrestling. I'm going to be wrestling. It is terrific. And then the Red Carpet Rumble is on June 25th. So come check that out. Cool. There's so much more. Just keep up with me on social media and PlayStation. Let's play some Overwatch. Mark B. Donica. You can find him online at Mark B. Donica. Right? Right?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, guys, until next week, Viva La Lucha.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.